We've been talking about this all week, the capture of Venezuela's leader, and talking to different stakeholders of what they think about it. Senator Alyssa Slotkin has been very clear, tweeting out, President Trump wants to look tough by attacking countries abroad to distract from his failure to attack the core issue of the cost of living at home. We now have Senator Alyssa Slotkin on the phone to elaborate further. Good morning to you, Senator.
Morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. There are a lot of issues going on. Let's start with this one. As this has unfolded and moved forward, do you still have the same thought?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think, look, we're all talking about it today, right? I went back and looked, and in this past year, in the 1 year that President Trump has been back in office, he has taken military action in 9 parts of the world, 7 countries, 2 different oceans. You know, for a guy who literally ran on getting out of forever wars and not getting involved in military entanglements, he's done the opposite more than any other president in recent memory. So, you know, that means your attention as media and my attention and everything has been focused abroad instead of on things like housing. I mean, we have like a housing emergency in the country. So I do think that he's got a taste for kind of looking tough. And that's what Venezuela is about right now.
And, you know, the administration framed this partly around drug trafficking. And based on what you know, you don't really believe it was all about stopping the drug cartels, do you?
Well, now they've said as much. I mean, in the beginning, right, they were saying, look, we've got a drug problem. And everyone in America knows that there's drugs, major drugs coming into this country, and fentanyl in particular. But Venezuela doesn't produce fentanyl. They move cocaine, right, particularly to Europe. So fine, cocaine's still an illegal drug. Cocaine's not good. They make a lot of money off cocaine. So we started attacking ships coming out of Venezuela in the Caribbean and in the Pacific. And, you know, the president and his team were saying very openly, this is about drugs. It's not about regime change. It's not about anything else. But the president himself has said, you know, it's about the oil. They have a huge oil resources. We want a piece of that. He's hosting oil executives this week in the White House. I mean, you don't have to guess what the president is thinking anymore because he said it on Air Force One and publicly. And, you know, as someone who served in places like Iraq with the CIA, where, you know, everyone said the conspiracy theory was that it was all about the oil. The president this time is just saying it out loud when it comes to Venezuela.
We're getting some reports now from Russian state media. That's the source that the New York Times is citing here. Excuse me. That the United States is attempting to intercept this Russian-flagged oil tanker, that the Russians have sent in reinforcements to try to get this shipping container where it needs to go in Venezuela. That would be a real escalation then with Russia here. Have you heard anything on this?
Yeah, so just before I came on, I was asking my team, because the United States has been watching this ship, this Russian flag ship, for a couple of weeks. It actually reflagged itself as Russian a week ago. And there are reports now that they're trying to link up with Russian submarines for an escort. You know, and anyone who's of a certain age, right, I'm 49, remembers kind of Cold War drama in Hollywood movies. You know, Russians escorting a ship and the United States trying to board it and seize it is right out of the 1980s. And I think that, you know, that's definitely a different page in this conflict. So we're watching it closely. You know, Russia had condemned the capturing of Maduro and bringing him back and said it was illegal. I kind of snorted when I saw that because Russia invaded Ukraine. So they're in no place to be, you know, looking down on anybody. But it's definitely getting interesting, that's for sure.
What are your thoughts on our allies, the Europeans, coming together to talk about this Greenland situation? It just feels so odd that they're condemning something the United States is doing.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, I think the average person just doesn't understand, you know, the Greenland is a lot of ice. You know, it's very cold up there. And the United States had access to a military base there for basically since the Cold War, for the past 60, 70 years. If you want to have access to that area, just negotiate a deal and expand that base so that U.S. forces can, you know, do what they did for decades in that area of the world, talking about buying it and antagonizing it. You know, the president has said it's a way to force, you know, Denmark into negotiations. It just feels like this adventurism. And again, we're talking about Greenland this morning. We're not talking about healthcare, which for many Michiganders has doubled in cost as of January 1. So for me, it's like a distraction, a look over here, because he can't fulfill any of what he said he was going to do on the domestic side.
When the president talks about running Venezuela, Senator, especially its oil reserves, any red flags, you know, come to you, you know, raised as, you know, a former CIA officer and now you're U.S. Senator, any red flags come up with you when he starts talking about that?
Well, of course. And I don't think you have to be a CIA officer. Anyone who had a friend or a loved one or just watched our forever wars in Iraq and Afghanistan knows that, you know, it's one thing to invade. No one ever questions, I think, that the United States of America is the strongest military in the world. And we're, you know, the Venezuelans, we were never going to have a military, you know, problem with their military. But once you go in and you say you're going to run things, you own it. And we don't know what's going to happen. You know, I remember them celebrating in Baghdad mm-hmm. when we invaded. And then how many years later, we still have U.S. forces there, yeah. right? And how many died? Thousands. Afghanistan, the early days of an invasion or a military action are one thing, but where it goes after that are very much another. And we're in early, early days. And I don't think the average American who saw two forever wars is looking for another one.
Well, something that's happening here in the United States, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth formally issuing this censure to your colleague Mark Kelly for the video that that you were a part of, he was a part of, reminding soldiers that they can defy illegal orders. What has been your reaction to that? Has there been any indication that there could be blowback on you? I know you were in a different segment. You were in CIA, but what's your reaction to that? What have you been hearing?
Yeah, well, the FBI reached out to the rest of us on the very same issue. They're doing a civilian inquiry, and that continues. So, you know, you get lawyers and you have to prepare a legal strategy and all for citing the Uniform Code of Military Justice, for just citing a document that the military has to follow. And I think ironically that Pete Hegseth has talked about openly on TV himself in 2016, 2017. So unfortunately, it's really, you know, for Mark Kelly and for myself, it's about going after someone for freedom of speech. And, you know, I just think we're not going to take that. You know, I think the goal is to say to other people, look, if you condemn and say something negative about the administration, you better watch yourself because you're going to have legal action come after you. You're going to have security threats. It's an attempt to intimidate. And I'm just not going to roll over like that. And so I think for Senator Kelly, for myself, for the others, I think it's just very important that, look, you don't have to agree, and there's plenty of people who don't. I don't agree with half of what my fellow senators say on any given day, but does that mean that they should have legal action by federal law enforcement taken against them?
No. So then in hindsight, no reservations about putting that video out?
Well, we had done videos before. It was not on my bingo card that video was going to become the subject of 30-plus tweets by the President of the United States. I will say that video came out the same week that the Epstein files were approved for release. So again, in the spirit of like, look over here, we did not expect that the president was going to go high and right, as we say. And I've been talking about this issue since the very first day of the administration. I got into it, with Secretary Hegseth in his confirmation hearing last winter on this very issue. There are constitutional rules that the military has to follow. And if you're asked to do something illegal, you have the right to push back. In fact, the responsibility. So I stand by it. But my whole life and the life of my family changed in the past 6 weeks with thousands of threats and 24/7 security. And I wouldn't wish that on anyone.
Alyssa Slotkin, Senator Alyssa Slotkin, thank you for your time this morning. And we hope to talk to you in the future.
Great. Have a good one, guys.
Thank you, and Happy New Year. Coming up, Name That Tune, Stomp tickets on the line.